You don't need a 42-point checklist and a magic decoder ring to study the Bible. It can be really simple. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Studying the Bible can feel overwhelming, like you have to have a degree in theology and 3 degrees in ancient languages just to crack it open and learn something, anything, from what you read. But learning about God through His Word doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It can be really, really simple. And we'll read about a simple approach in today's story, What Strikes You, by our very own editor, Hannah Howe. In college, I had a professor who started class discussions about readings by showing us a picture of a lightning bolt striking the earth. Then she'd ask the question, What struck you? Sometimes I like to ask myself this kind of question when I read the Bible. I like the simple approach of just looking for one thing that sticks out to me. It could be a word, a phrase, something someone did or said or didn't say or didn't do. I like to pay attention to how this one thing makes me feel, because when we read the Bible, we're not just reading for information or instructions. God is inviting us to interact with Him. The Holy Spirit helps us notice things, and He invites us to go deeper with God, to know Him better, to trust Him more. So, when I read a passage in the Bible, I usually start by asking God to help me see what He wants to show me. I might have to read the passage more than once, but something almost always strikes me or sticks out to me. As I spend some time thinking and praying about it, I ask God questions and tell Him what I like or don't like about that one thing. Here's an example. On Monday, I read John 16:1 through 15. In this passage, Jesus knows He's going to the cross the next day and that He'll rise from the dead 3 days later, and He promises His followers that the Holy Spirit will come to them after He ascends to the Father. When I read this passage, the word receive stuck out to me in verses 13 through 15. Here they are. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will glorify Me, meaning Jesus, because it is from Me that He will receive what He will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from Me what He will make known to you. As I contemplated the word receive, I marveled at the mystery of the Trinity, one God in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As I dwelt on the idea of the Holy Spirit receiving from the Son, I was struck by how God is so giving, and I felt restful. So on Tuesday, I wanted to journal about the word receive, and I did. But as I was reading John 16:1 through 15 again, another word stuck out to me. This time, it was the word guide. I had recently been thinking about how Jesus is our good shepherd, like it says in John 10:11, and it made me feel relieved to be reminded that God guides us. It was just what I needed to hear. Isn't our God so kind? As we seek Him and spend time in His Word, Jesus draws us into deeper and deeper relationship with Himself. He is so generous to give us understanding and to guide us. Okay, let's think about this for a second. How do you like to read the Bible? Have you ever tried talking to God about what you read? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 119, verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Luke 11:9 through 13, John 16:1 through 15, and Ephesians 1:18 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and like today's story teaches us, studying the Bible doesn't need to be hard. So that's why we produce the Unlocked printed devotional in addition to this podcast. It's a tangible, physical copy of each day's story, and you can stick it in the front cover of your Bible to spend time with God every day. You can get a free subscription to Unlocked when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how to build time talking to God into your daily routine. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.